嘿，大家好，欢迎来到可可茶话会，我是 Kenneth 卡纳斯。今天呢，我们要学习的三个短语都和 twist 或者是 fade 有关。来看看第一个例句 ：She'll let you borrow the car if you twist her arm。这个例句中呢，我们要学习的短语是 twist someone's arm。什么意思呢 ？If you twist someone's arm, you put pressure on them to try to make them do what you want them to do. 如果你扭某人的胳膊，也就是 twist someone's arm, 就意味着你要说服他们来做一点什么。所以例句的意思是，你要是硬要他把汽车借给你，他就借给你。也就是说，你摇着他的胳膊，让他把汽车借给你，那他会借给你的。She'll let you borrow the car if you twist her arm.再来举一个例子 I shouldn't have one of those cakes as I'm on a diet, but go on then, you've twisted my arm. 这句话是说，由于我在节食 I'm on a diet, 那我本来呢是不应该吃这些蛋糕的，但是就这样吧，你已经说服我了 I shouldn't have one of those cakes as I'm on a diet, but go on then, you've twisted my arm.I believe that boredom is a fate worse than death. 这个例句中的短语是 fate worse than death. 什么意思呢？同样用英语来解释一下。Describing something as a fate worse than death is a fairly common way of implying that it is unpleasant. 从字面上来理解呢，这个短语就是说比死还要差的命运，那也就是说这个命运实在是不愉快到极点了。例句的意思是，我相信无聊是比死亡更可怕的一个命运。无聊这个名词叫做 boredom, B-O-R-E-D-O-M, boredom. I believe that boredom is a fate worse than death. 举一反三，再看另外一个例句。Having to watch the home movies all evening was a fate worse than death. 整个晚上无可奈何地看他们的家庭电影真是受罪。Having to watch the home movies all evening was a fate worse than death. 来看今天的第三个例句。By a curious twist of fate, we met again only a week or so later. 这个例句中出现的短语是 twist of fate.A twist of fate is an unpredicted or random occurrence with far-reaching consequences. 很简单，就是意想不到的转折。Fate 是命运 ，twist 是转折的意思。Twist of fate， 意想不到的转折。由于命运巧妙的安排，大约只过了一周，我们又相逢了。By a curious twist of fate, we met again only a week or so later.下一个例句 By some twist of fate, I attended the same public school where the rich people send their kids. 或许是因为命运的安排吧，我和富人们的孩子同在一个公立学校。入学 attend the school, 公立学校就是 public school. By some twist of fate, I attended the same public school where the rich people sent their kids. 或许是因为命运的安排，我和富人们的孩子同在一个公立学校。您收听到的节目是来自于可可英语网的可可茶话会。今天的节目就到这里，了解更多实用的短语，下一期我们再见喽，拜拜。